to welcome our guests and friends who are visiting with us today. We're always delighted to have friends come and join us, and we're happy that you are here today. Those who are visiting, would you mind to indicate your presence by the uplifted hand so our ushers may see you and present you with a visitor's card? Thank you so much. Anyone else? Let me point you to the opportunities which we have for the week listed here in our bulletin. On today, we have this evening our church training at 6 and our church worship at 7:30 p.m. This evening, we have a special guest minister. Brother Waddell Waters will be preaching tonight in the service, and we invite you to come and hear his message and to support this service. And immediately following the worship service tonight, there will be a Singspiration at Ocean View Baptist Church, and the bus will leave immediately following the worship service. Of course, the explanation of the visiting minister will be that I will be at Old Dominion University trying to get a degree, and this Thursday night we'll try to go to Oscar Smith and graduate again. So this is the week in which we honor our graduating seniors. And of course, you will notice that on June the 13th, we have a breakfast for our graduates at 8 o'clock. And they have received invitations for this. And also, while I'm on June the 13th, directly below here is a special business meeting which has been scheduled. That is under Sunday, June the 13th at 12:30 in the Fellowship Hall. At this time, next Sunday at 12:30, the Personnel Committee will make two recommendations to you as a church. One will be on the position of the Minister of Education and Music. The second will be on the position of the church secretary. And so this will be the items of special business on next Sunday morning, immediately following the church service at 12:30. Then on Monday of this week, we have the Vacation Bible School directors will meet at 10 o'clock here at the church. And, of course, the Ruth Bible class will meet on Monday. And at 8 o'clock on Monday, I understand the softball team will have a game with Woodland Heights. That's on this coming Monday. On Wednesday, remember the WMU at 10:30 a.m. And at 7:30, the hour of prayer, and of course followed by the church choir. So we hope that you will avail yourselves of the opportunities which we have listed in the bulletin for spiritual service and work in the name of our Lord this week. Now shall we stand together as our choir leads us in our call to worship.
Spirit of the living God, walk grace on me. Spirit
Our Father, we pray that thou shalt open our minds and hearts to the voice of God. For we know that God still speaks when his people are willing and ready to listen. As we are gathered here in the church today as brothers in Christ, may the Spirit, thy Spirit, descend upon us. Amen. May we turn in our hymnals to hymn number 92, There Is a Fountain Filled with Blood. Number 92.
Thank you.
Jesus said, if you meet them and they love each other, then you may listen to them. The people of God are brothers in Christ. And we need to remember this at all times, in all places, wherever we are. What we say, what we do. We are members of the body of Christ. We are members of His church. The deepest interest in the Christian heart is to build the church. The greatest love we should have is not to collaborate with the enemy in destroying the church, but building the church. This morning, for our scripture reading, I'm going to ask that we stand and we join hands with the person on our right. Members of one body, brethren in love. And I'm going to read a passage from Philippians, the 2nd chapter, and the first 11 verses. Shall we stand? I'm reading from the Good News Translation. Does your life in Christ make you strong? Does His love comfort you? Do you have fellowship with the Spirit? Do you feel kindness and compassion for one another? I urge you then, make me completely happy by having the same thoughts, sharing the same love, and being one in soul and mind. Don't do anything from selfish ambition or from a cheap desire to boast, but be humble toward each other, never thinking you are better than others. And look out for each other's interests, not just for your own. The attitude you should have is the one that Christ Jesus had. He always had the very nature of God, but he did not think that by force he should try to become equal with God. Instead of his own free will, he gave it all up and took the nature of a servant. He became like man. He appeared in human likeness. He was humbled and walked the path of obedience to death, his death on the cross. For this reason, God raised him to the highest place above and gave him the name that is greater than any other name, so that in honor of the name of Jesus, all beings in heaven and on the earth and in the world below will fall on their knees, and all will openly proclaim that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Our Heavenly Father, we have read Thy Word. We have joined our hands and our hearts. May the Holy Spirit of God unite us in mind and in thought and in fellowship. May each person here have the mind of Christ. And as we search our own hearts, may we prove our love for our church and for our Lord with our lives. Lord, help us to be willing to lay down our lives for what Jesus died for. In this wicked world of sin, in which Satan rules, may he not destroy and be permitted to destroy any good work of thy saints. May the Christian friends on the mission fields today and in the homeland know that we pray together that God may be glorified. For Christ's sake, amen. We turn now in our hymnals to 101. Alas, and did my Savior bleed? 101. Father, we pray that thou shalt accept our tithes and offerings as they come from our hearts in the interest of thy kingdom here at home and around the world. In Christ's name we present them. Amen.
Thank you.
To speak this morning from the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 36 through 38. In the Spirit of Christ, using the theme of our Southern Baptist Convention in St. Louis this past week. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore that the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Matthew 9, 36 through 38. We landed at the gateway to the west, where the huge arch, stainless steel, rising about 600 plus feet into the air, which symbolizes the opening of the west. I did a little research and discovered that in 1878, the first missionary left New York to go to St. Louis and began work. Joseph Walker spent about 38 years ministering there in that city. And of course, we discovered that in 1929, Dr. Lawrence, our secretary for the Home Mission Board, was also a native of Missouri. Likewise was the second secretary of our Home Mission Board. So really, we were somewhat in the land of the beginnings as far as the West is concerned,